Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Ches, and we are on the last line of daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. So we began yesterday the second Mishnah in Perek Elohein Aloikin, which continues listing different averos for which there's an Oynish Malchus. The first one mentioned in the Mishnah was Ha'ichel Bikurim Achalei Kara Aleim. If somebody eats Bikurim, even a Koyein, but he does so before the owner, the Bailim of the Bikurim, read the Parsha of Bikurim, Rami Oved Avi, the halacha is that the Oichel is going to be Chayav Malchus. And the Gemara said that really it's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah that if somebody eats Bikurim, actually Kar Aleim, there's going to be a Chayav Malchus. Stating that, it's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. What's the Makar? The Makar, the Gemara said, is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, "Leisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa degoncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha, u'becheres b'karcha v'tzaynecha, v'chol nedarecha ashetidar v'nidvaysecha u'tshumas v'decha." And at first glance, what the pasuk is saying is something that it actually repeats many times in Parshas Re'eh itself, which is that kachim, whether it's meiser, whether it's bechar, whether it's kol nedarecha v'nidvaysecha, have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Leisucha lecha b'sharecha. And the pasuk is merely singling out different forms of kachim that can't be eaten b'sharecha. Stating that, Rav Shimon, with great brilliance, so much brilliance, that Rava said that a mother that's expecting a baby and is davening that her child should vaksois, she should say yehi rotzen, she yeheker Rav Shimon. That's how brilliant this drasha was. He said that this pasuk is really referring to not just one iser, but many different isurim, such as, number one, you're not allowed to eat kachin in Sha'arecha outside of Yerushalayim. Additionally, Rav Shimon said that in this pasuk there's a makar that you're not allowed to eat Bikurim before you read the parasha of Bikurim. Additionally, Rav Shimon said in this makar there's an iser to eat regular kachin before Zrika. There's an iser in this pasuk for a zar to eat kachim. The pasuk's also telling me that kachi kadashim, which is more kodesh than ordinary kachim, can't even be eaten outside the chaymas or azara. And finally, in this pasuk, said Rav Shimon is makar, that one is not allowed to eat from the karbanoila. So it's not one isser that the Torah is telling us, there's 6 isurim that the Torah is telling us. Additionally, we saw that really all these things mentioned in this pasuk, we know from other places in the Torah that they're really asr. But the chiddush really of this pasuk is, at first glance, that there's an azar. That not only is it asr, meaning we know that you're not allowed to eat kachin before zrika. It says, v'dams v'checha yishofich, and afterwards it says, v'abasar teichel. We know you're not allowed to eat from the carbon oil. It says it has to be kol. Kol means it has to be completely burnt. So if you would eat from the carbon oil, you'd be mevatel the mitzvah of kolo. But what I don't know without this pasuk is that there's an azara. Kamash malon this pasuk, that there's an azara. So one of the things mentioned in this pasuk is bikurim achalei kara aleihem. And you see there's an azara. If there's an azara, there's malchus. That's the makar to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that ha'oichal bikurim achalei kara aleihem. The halacha is that you're going to be Chayev Malchus, Hamani, Reb Shimoni, who learns it from this price. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, what was the Makar for Reb Shimon to be Maitzi this Pasuk mi Pshutai, and to say that the Pasuk isn't just merely telling me, Loisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa degoncha, v'tiroishcha, v'tzarecha, b'kariz b'chaycha, v'tzaynecha, v'chol nedarecha, v'nidvaysa. How did he know to be Maitzi the Pasuk mi Pshutai, and instead tell me that the pasuk is really teaching me a whole bunch of different random halakas? Said Reb Shimon, it's very simple. Because why does the Torah have to single out all these different types of kachim and tell me that they can't be eaten b'sharecha? Once it says you can't eat ma'isa sheni b'sharecha, certainly I know you can't eat a toydan ashlamim, you know you can't eat a chatas v'asham, you know you can't eat an oila, you can't eat a bechar, because those things are more kaddish. Now the Gemara said, maybe who said, you know which is more kaddish, maybe this is more kaddish, but Reb Shimon made a hanacha, and Reb Shimon's hanacha was that kachin is more chamor, for example, than meiser, just using this one example. So he said, why would the Torah have to repeat itself over and over and over again? So, enoi inyin for the isser leisucha lecha b'sharecha, tenei inyin for any one of the respective isserim that we just mentioned. But the Gemara asked the Gevaldige Kasha. The Kasha is that if that's the case, so it's true there's an enoi inyin over here, but if you want to tell me that leisucha lecha b'sharecha is being mechadish an azara, and the nafgimina of there being an azara is that there's going to be malchus, you wouldn't be able to learn Malkus and Azara from a Kal V'chomer. I mean, you can't tell me that if the Torah would have just said, Laisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa d'goncha v'tiroshcha v'tzarecha, mi Kal V'chomer, I would know you can't eat a Bechar either. I would know you can't eat a Neder, and it's not true. Because ein oinshin min adin. And even if you hold oinshin min adin, says the Gemara, ein mazirin min adin. So, ein mazirin min adin, you're not going to have an azar mi Kal V'chomer. So, l'chura, fake the Gemara, I don't understand the whole premise of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's telling me I know mi Kal V'chomer. It's true, there is a meat of Kal V'chomer. It's one of the Yudgimu'i, the Shatar, and the Dresh's Bam. But it doesn't work when it comes to oinshin. It doesn't work when it comes to azaris. And even if you'll tell me he holds oinshin min adin, but ein mazirin min adin. So, if there's no azar, I can't apply the loy suchal to Bechar and to Toyd V'shlomim and to Chatas V'ashin and to Oilo. So, I do need the pasik. The pasik is really not extra. If the pasik is not extra, then Freik the Gemara, how would I know the Azara? So says the Gemara, you're right, and you have to tweak Reb Shimon. You have to say that when Reb Shimon said in this Braisa that you're going to get Malkus for all these respective Yisurim, you're really not going to get Malkus for all these respective Yisurim. You can't get Malkus. Because really, there's no extra word or idea in this Pasuk as it relates to Malkus, because from the Malkus perspective, I need the Hazar of Leisucha Lecha Lesharecha to apply to each one of these forms of Kachim singled out in the Pasuk. What then is Reb Shimon's Cheshbon? This is where you have to Halkop. What Reb Shimon is saying is that as it relates to the Isser, that I would know Mikal V'chomer. I wouldn't know the Azara and the Malkus Mikal V'chomer. Because for the Azara, in Mazir Min Adin. For the Malkus, in Oinshin Min Adin. But in terms of the Isser itself, that I could learn Mikal V'chomer. So from an Isser perspective, there's something extra. And there I could say, Me'enoi Inyan to the Isser of Leisucha Lecha V'sharecha, Tnei'u Inyan to some other Isser. So Enochinami, from the Azara perspective, there's nothing extra. But from the Isser perspective, there is something extra. And really, all Reb Shimon is doing is, he's learning, not Malkus, in all these new Isserim that he was Mechadish, because there's nothing extra from a Malkus perspective. But Isurim, technically, there is something extra. Why? Because the Isra I would be able to know Mikal V'chomer, so Tnei Yuinyin to teach me all these different Isurim. That's what the Gemara said. Afraid the Gemara, that all works up until our Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, what was the first example? So you see, and what was the Makar to this Allah of the Mishnah? It was Reb Shimon. And would Reb Shimon know it from Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha? And it really doesn't say it in Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha. It's just because Reb Shimon held Trumas Yotcha that's mentioned in the Pasuk is referring to Bikurim. And Bikurim, that's Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha, I know Kavu Chaymer from Meiser. So I'm Eino Yinyin to Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha, Tnei Yinyin, that I'm not allowed to eat Bikurim. Actually, Karaleim. What's the problem? The problem is, you're telling me now that there's really no Kal V'chomer im Einoi Inyan as it relates to the Azara. There's only an im Einoi Inyan, somehow he's bifurcating this, but there's only an im Einoi Inyan as it relates to the Isser. So if there's only an im Einoi Inyan as it relates to the Isser, then you could be Mechadish an Isser to eat Bikur Mach like Karalein. But you can't be Mechadish a Malkus, and the Mishnah says, Elohei Na Loikin. So the Gemara says, you have to say, Elokro Yaseiru, Mechdi Ksiv Eveso, Shama, V'chalto Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Bamokoi. So the Gemara makes another diak, meaning in order to fully understand Reb Shimon, you have to be aware of one other diak in the pasuk. So this pasuk that we've been learning now, Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, is in Parshas Re'eh. It's Perik Yudei's pasuk Yudzayin. If you go back a few psukim, Perik Yudei pasuk Vav, Ve'esim Shama Oyleisechem Bezevchechem Ve'esmas Reisechem. Now, what's the Vesim Shama? Bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk just mentioned all these things mentioned in our Pasuk, and it says in the form of a mitzvah saseh, that Vesim Shama, you should bring them there. Where's there? In Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk already mentioned all these things. It says, why then the next Pasuk, few psukim later, doesn't have to chazer over the whole list. It should have just said Leisucha Loichlam. Mahader Mefarish Burachman Olamali. Why did Torah have to single out and chazer over each individual thing mentioned in this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Elo di Yehudi Lehu Lavi Lecholchad Vahad. So says the Gemara, to teach me another layer as far as the drashas go. Notice what the Gemara is saying is that the actual pasuk of Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, the entire pasuk is extra. This whole pasuk is a crazy say. Because really, all the pasuk needed to say, if it wanted to tell me that there's a lav by Meiser and Bechor and by Oilo and Chatas Va'ashram and by Toyd V'Shlomim and by Bikurim, all the Torah would have had to say was Leisucha La'oichlam. And La'oichlam would be referring back to a few psukim earlier, where the Torah already singled out Oylei Seichem v'Zivchechem v'Smasrei Seichem v'Shumas Yetchem v'Nidreichem v'Nidvoy Seichem v'Pcheres P'karchem v'Tzonchem. Why did the Torah have to chazer over the whole list again? It's a few psukim later. We're halting cup. So why does the Torah have to chazer it over? So from the fact that the Torah chazers over all these different things in this pasuk, that in and of itself is a kroyaseira. And it's from that kroyaseira that Reb Shimon darshan, im einoy inyin, to the iso leisuch halacha b'sharecha, tneyu inyin. Being that he's darshaning it, mineyu bay from the pasuk itself, so he's not darshaning it because he felt that I would know it mikal v'chomer, meaning he had it mefurish in the pasuk. So it's for that reason it's not viewed as something that he's learning min adin. If it's not viewed as something he's learning min adin, if one of the things in this pasuk is ha'ichal bikur match like karan leim, it's as if it's mefurish in the pasuk. And if it's mefurish in the pasuk, the halach is for that reason you're going to get malchus. If this gemara comes across as being confusing, it's because it is confusing. As a matter of fact, there's a tosfos that's, if you take a look at it, it literally starts on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Amud Beis on the top, and it goes to Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom. It's a very difficult Gemara. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rishonim, not an easy Gemara. We do what we do. Stating that, just to exhale for one moment before the Gemara changes course onto a different topic, just one Ara. So we've been learning this pasuk of Leisuchal Lecho B'Sharecha, Masa de Gantcha v'tirochcha v'yitzarecha. Pashup Shat, the pasuk is coming to teach me and halacha that you're not allowed to eat my sasheni and kachim outside of Yerushalayim. B'sharecha would mean where you live in Eretz Yisrael, but outside of Yerushalayim. These things had to be eaten lifnei Hashem alekecha. They had to be eaten dafka in Yerushalayim. So yesterday we spoke at Rashi, where Rashi's medayik the pasuk leisucha lecha b'sharecha. Pshub ben karcha ima yachalat. Of course you could. Not going to be hit by lightning. If you eat it, b'sharecha, you could, aval einach rashai. What it means, you're not allowed to. We spoke out Torah for Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Remeir Simcha, Meshach Chachma, explaining the idea of kof aleim harka gigas, that a person can reach a madrega where his approach to avodas Hashem is leisucha lechkenish. Because it's so clear by him what the truth is, that the alternative option isn't really an option after all. We spoke out from the Beis Halevi on Leisachmoy, where the Beis Halevi says that, how could the Torah govern your hergation? Because if a person would have Yirah, Ma'at min ha-Yirah's Doicha the Yetzahara, is able to knock it out. And Torah from Yeshua, that was the way the Beis Halevi lived. When he saw an Ani, he saw Tzvei Bixen. There were two guns pointing at him. He didn't see an Ani. I can't say when Gelfen said, not Tzvei Bixen. But either way, so we spoke out a little bit of Leicht Torah, some Chumash Torah on Leisuchal. But if you take a look at Eben Ezra on this pasuk, he says something unbelievable as well. Again, on this very same pasuk, there are Shimon Darshan, but just a little bit of background. That is, the pasuk says, Perik Tez Vav, also in Parash Yisrei, pasuk Yutes, another pasuk you're probably familiar with, Kol HaBachar, Asher Yivoleid, Bithkarcha Uvitzoincha, Hazochar Taktish L'Hashem Alekech. If a person has Bokar and Tzoin, and this Bokar and Tzoin now has a Bechar, what's the halacha? A zachar taktish l'Hashem Elokecha. Loi savir b'vchar sheirecha, v'loi sogoiz b'vchar tzeinecha. Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, teichlen v'shona b'shona, ba'mokim ashe yivchar Hashem atu v'esecha. We're supposed to eat the Bechar. The Bechar has to be eaten lefnei Hashem Elokecha. The Rishonim, and these are not the Rishonim that are on the side of, the Chumash and the Makrayis Gedolos, but Rishonim, the Paneach Rosa, the Rimi Vina, the Adar Zekenim, the Moshev Skenim, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, they all ask the same ma'ara on this pasuk. If you read the pasuk, it sounds like the pasuk is talking to the owner of the animal. So you have an animal, and this animal just gave birth to a bechar. Kol ha-bechar ha-shi'i v'aleid, b'fkar chov tzoyncha, ha-zachar taktish ha-shem alaykecha, le-savoy b'bechar sheirecha, v'lo-yisogay b'bechar tzeynecha. What should you do with it? You can't do work with it. Lefnei ha-shem alaykecha taichlen, shana b'shana. You should bring it to Yerushalayim, lifnei Hashem alekech, and that's where you should eat it. B'mokem asher yivchar Hashem atu v'esecha. Fregin the Rishonim, is that what you do with a bechar? That's what you do with Maisa Sheni. It's not what you do with a bechar. A bechar you give to a kohen. It's one of the chavdalim matnas kahuna. So what's the pasuk saying? Don't do work with it. Instead, eat it lifnei Hashem alekech. No, you're supposed to give it to a kohen, and the kohen has to eat it lifnei Hashem alekech. It's true, bechar is one of the things that you have to eat lifnei Hashem. But who's the one that eats it lifnei Hashem? The kohen does. So how do you read the pasuk? It sounds like from the pasuk, you just can't do work with it. Lifnei Hashem alekech teichlenu shana b'shana, and the Torah machzich nish visiting from the fact that there's a mitzvah you have to first give it to a kohen. So pashut, you'll say lifnei Hashem alekech doesn't mean you yourself, the Kohen, you know, says that Rashi, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Teichlenu, the Kohen who Oimer. The Kohen is the one that has to eat Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. Shekvar Matzinu Shehumi Matnes Kuhuna. Because we know already it's from the Matnes Kuhuna. So it's a little bit misleading, but that's what he means. Listen to what the Rishayim say. Stating that all the Rishayim that I just mentioned to you say a different teretz. V'yesh Loimer. Shurigilu Hoyu Yisrael Lahafrish Beis Bechayres. Even though lahalacha, a person is only obligated to be mafresh one bechar. So every animal has a pet derechem. That pet derechem, the firstborn animal, that is the bechar. That's what you give to the kohen. But the minig Yisrael was they used to be mafresh two becharis. What were the two? Ha echad pet derechem. Va'oisoi, and that one they would give to the kehanim. Va'hasheni oisoi sheyivole tchilo be'edroi. So every person had a corral. In the corral, he had his sheep and his goats and shepselach. The first animal to be born, shana b'shana, in this eder, in this corral, they would take and they would treat it somewhat as if it was a bechar. V'hoye k'moy bikurim b'ilonos. V'al shein bikurim ikri bechar. V'af al pishe enay peterechem. It's not peterechem. It's regarding that the Pasuk says that you yourself, the Bailam, should take this Bechar and you should bring it up to Yerushalayim. And now you patent. So you have two Bechars. So you have the Bechar, that's the Peterechim, that's Hazocher Taktish, that's Pidinaben, right? That's the idea of Bechar that we're all familiar with. But say the Rishonim, that there was another Bechar. It sounds like it's not a Chiyuv, but Hoyu Regilim, and the Pasuk is referring to this Minig that people had, or in this case, we're going to have when they enter Eretz Yisrael, b'makom asher yivchar, and it's this type of bechar where there's no chiyuv to give to the kohen because it doesn't really have kedusha, but they used to treat it like bikurim, reishis bikuri ad mascha, tavi beis Hashem lekecha. So in the same vein, they would take the first animal that was born in their eder, they would go bring it up to Yerushalayim, and that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says lefnei Hashem lekecha toichlenu shana b'shana. Who's toichlenu? Not the kohen like Rashi says, but you yourself, the bailam, you have a mitzvah of toichlenu. Now let me tell you the Ebenezer. On this pasuk leisucha lecha b'sharecha. So it mentions masad goncha v'tiroishcha v'sarecha. And then the pasuk says, "Ubechayrois bekarcha vitzaynecha." It's referring to a bechar. Says Ibn Ezra that I saw people being very bothered with this pasuk because who's the pasuk talking to? It's talking to the Bailan. So the Torah is telling the Bailan, "You're not allowed to eat masa the gancha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha b'sharecha." Rather, you have to take a lefnei Hashem alekecha. You're also not allowed to eat bechor, bekarcha v'tzaynecha, b'sharecha. So Ibn Ezra said, I saw people ask Akasha that, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat bechor, b'sharecha. You're never allowed to eat bechor. Bechor always has to be given to the kohen. So look to Ibn Ezra. The Akasha's a tais. Because avada, the pasuk means the kohen. Like Rashi says in the pasuk of Kala Bechar. So you yourself that could eat the Maisa Sheni, you can't eat Maisa Sheni Bisharecha. The Kayan who's allowed to eat the Bechar, he can't eat the Bechar Bisharecha. He has to eat that Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. But says Devin Ezra, V'hamekachshen. I found people that are mekachshen. These are deniers. I don't know if he's talking about the Tzedukim or the Karam that lived in his times. Amru, Kihem Shnayim Bechayim. That you know what you see from this pasuk, there were really two bechars. Ha echad bechar peterechem, v'hasheni bechar eder. Says, and that's what this pasuk is referring to when it says, don't eat the bechar b'sharecha, because there is a bechar that the Bailam would eat, and that was the bechar le'eder. That's the bechar that's not from the matnas kuna that had to be given to the kohen. That bechar says the pasuk, loisucha lecha b'sharecha. It's actually an azara. You have to go ahead and eat it. Lefnei Hashem alekecha. But says the Ibn Ezra, ve'ein tzorich leheshev al havleim. He says, it's so ridiculous. It's shtusim, it's havleim, that you don't even have to answer. No comment. That's how silly it is. But the bottom line is, the Ibn Ezra already brings this chiddush that there were two becharis. There was a bechar lepeterechem, and then there was a bechar leheder. If you look at the cheskuni, also on this pasuk, again, this pasuk's the topic of the daf. So if you take a look at the cheskuni on this pasuk, the cheskuni makes the same diak as well. Says the Chizkuni, Elo mafrishin hoyu mimenu shnei vlados. We thought that when an animal gave birth, they used to take the bechor and that's what they were mafrish. Now you know the rest of the story. They used to be mafrish two vlados. Harishin shal behema bechor lo the koyin. The first baby, the firstborn, that went to the koyin. Vasheni. And the second born also had some idea of bechira to it, but they would eat that one for themselves. And just like Maisa Sheni, they used to eat in Yerushalayim, they would take the second-born child. Hashtag second-born child. So they would take the second-born Bechar, and what they would do with that is they would bring it up to Yerushalayim. Acher, he says another pshat, he says, B'nekevois Bechar Yerush HaKasa Medaber. V'darkun Shal Yisrael Lecha B'Yerushalayim. Unbelievable. So the halacha Bechar, Kedushas Bechar is Hazachar Taknish. It's only if it's a Zachar. What if it's in a Keva? If it's in a Keva, there's no mitzvah. Says the Chaskuni, maybe that's the Bechar. They used to take the Bechar Yerush, bring it up to Yerushalayim, not give it to the Kohen. Either way, from the Psukim, it sounds a little bit like the Torah keeps on mentioning Bechar. It doesn't say a word about giving it to the Kohen. Rashi already makes the Diyak in the Pasuk of Kala Bechar. Evan Ezra makes the Diyak in this Pasuk, Leisucha Lacha B'Sharecha. What's going on over here? So there's three Mahalchim. There's three Mahalchim, or three Mechudesh, the Mahalchim in the Rishayim. There's the Mahalchim of Rabbi Chanu Paltiel, the Paneach Raza, and the Moishev Skenim, and the Adar Skenim, and the Rimi Vino, that Evan Ezra quotes as Divrei Hamid. He refers it to Divrei Hevel and Hakosha. He speaks very, very sharply about it. That there were two ideas of Bechar. There was the Bechar, the Peterechem, and then there was the Bechar Le'eder, the first animal to come out of this Eder. They used to treat like Bekurim, Reishis Bekuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Le'kecha. Then there's the idea that the Chizkuni brings, that there was the firstborn and the secondborn also had some chshivas, wasn't given to the Kohen. That was what was eaten of the land. That's what the Pasuk is referring to throughout Parshas Re'eh. And then there's the second idea the Chizkuni brings, that the Bechar Reis, the female Bechar. So the male Hazachar, that's Taktish, that's the Iker Parsha Bechar. What about an Akeva that was born? So for that, you don't have the real Parsha Bechar, but there was some idea of what's the Pasha Pshat? Pasha Pshat, the Pasuk is keep referring to the Kayan, like Rashi says in the Pasuk of Kala Bechar. Either way, Abyssal Vinger. Zakhti Gemara Gufa, Amar Rava, Rava said, Zor Sha'acham and Oilo, Zor that eats a carbon Oilo, Refnei Zrika, Chutz Lechayma, the Rab Shimon Leika Chamish. According to Rab Shimon, he's going to get Malkus five times. Why is he going to get Malkus five? Number one, he's a Zor. Zor's not allowed to eat any kachim. It's an Oilo. You're not allowed to eat an Oilo. Lefnei Zrika, you can't eat a carbon before Zrika. Chutz l'chayma, it was eaten outside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, which by definition means that it was both outside of the Chaymas Azara and outside of the Chaymas Yerushalayim, so that's another two. You add it up together, you have five. Does he mean Malkus, or does he not mean Malkus? That's that last Gemara that we learned. Fake the Gemara. Why is there only five? The Pasuk says, and this is in Perichov Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, in Parshas Tetzava. The context over there is the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So during the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did the Avodah. 7 days that Moshe did the Avodah. And there were a lot of Karbonos that were brought. And the Pasuk over there says, regarding the Karbonos of the Miluim, Va'achlu oisam asher kupar bahem, only the Kehanim were allowed to eat it. L'mali es yodam l'kadesh oisam, v'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshem. It says, a zor is not allowed to eat it, ki kodeshem. And it's mashma, therefore, from this Pasuk, that Zor is never allowed to eat Kodesh. And Rashi explains, because if you're going to tell me that it was a Rosh Hashanah just for those kachim of the Miluim, why would the Torah have to emphasize Ki Kodeshim? It should have just said Zor lo yoichal. Zor wasn't allowed to eat it. Ki Kodeshim sounds like a reason that we could apply for Doris, and that is a Zor is not allowed to eat kachim. So the bottom line is you have another Azor in the Torah that says Zor lo yoichal Ki Kodeshim. So why did Rava say Zor she'acham ena oila lifnei zrika chutz l'chayma the Rav Shem aloika chamesh? It's true, there's five laven in the pasuk of Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, but there's a sixth lav. This pasuk here in Parashas Tetzaveh V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili Hechad L'Kehanim Chazi. Hach L'Kehanim Namli L'Chazi. If you look at the pasuk, it says that the Kehanim should eat it. V'Och L'Oysam Asher Kupa Bahem. And then the pasuk says, V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. So we say that this Azara of V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem only applies to a carbon that the Kehanim are allowed to eat. Where you have the mitzvah of V'Och L'Oysam Asher Kupa Bahem, then you have the Azara of V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. But if you don't have the mitzvah of Ach Lois Masher Kupabem, such as by a carbon oila, because a carbon oila, no one's allowed to eat, even a kohen is not allowed to eat. And Mela, a zar who eats, it's not going to get malchus for zar lo yeichal. So Enochinami, had we been talking about a chatas or some other carbon, then Enochinami, you would have a zar lo yeichal. But being that Rava was talking about a zar she'acham in a oila, and the oila is not nechal l'kayanim, being that it's not nechal, even l'kayanim, so you don't have this iser v'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshim. But the Gemara says, v'lukinami mishum u'basar v'sada trefa lo yisachelu, I have another iser. It says, u'basar v'sada trefa lo yisachelu. Now that pasuk is talking about trefa. Now let it eat a trefa. Concept of treif, an animal that's a trefa, is off limits. Now pasha, a trefa is an animal that has holes in its lungs, or whatever exactly the simonim of a treifa, perikelu treifa, is exactly what a treifa is. But when the pasuk describes the treifa, so the pasuk describes an animal that was trampled to death, and it was in a field. Upaser basode treifa lo yisachelo. And the kasha is, who cares if it was in a field, if it was somebody's backyard, or somebody's living room? At the end of the day, the iser is the treifa. There's nothing to do with tzada. And Chazal, because of this, diuk, learned a phenomenal halach, and that is kivan sheyasa basar chutzam chitzasay nesar. Anytime you have basar, whether it's basar chulin, such as the ikur parish of treifa, which is referring to chulin, or it's basar kachim, where there's a mechitza, there are certain parameters where this basar is allowed to be eaten. To the extent that it leaves those parameters, it goes outside of that dalanamis where it's supposed to be eaten, the halach is nesar. If somebody eats it, he's going to be chayv malchus. So for example, if we're talking about kachin, kachin kadashim has to be eaten within the chaymais of the azara. If you would eat it outside the chaymais of the azara, you would be over the iser of ubasar basada treifa loisechelo. Because you have basar that's supposed to be eaten within a certain mechitza, now that it was eaten outside of the mechitza, you're going to get malchus. If somebody would eat kachin kalim outside of Yerushalayim, you'd be over again. By the way, this has implications. This has implications in Chulin as well. There's a parak in Masechtas Chulin called Behema Makasha, which is a very lumdish parak. And the idea of a Behema Makasha is that if somebody shechts an animal and the animal has an uber inside, so that's the bent pakua, right? How's it possible to eat from an animal that didn't have shechita? You shechted the mother, and then the mother gives birth to a baby. So the shechita on the mother somehow is chal for the baby, whatever the lamdas is. And this ben pakua, right, the Mishlo Melech in Prashas Jochen says that that was the whole nidoin between Yosef and the Shvatim, right? They accused Yosef of eating Eivim and Achai. How could Yosef, or Yosef accused the brothers of eating Eivim and Achai? How could the brothers have eaten Eivim and Achai? They were eating a ben pakua. And the question is a ben pakua something that the brothers would have been able to eat or not? Says the Mishnah Malach, it's really totally. Because a goy's din eva menachai is, he's not allowed to eat eva menachai. A yid's din eva menachai is he needs shechita. Ben Pakur really has shechita. So Yosef held that the brothers had a din of a ben noach. If the brothers had a din of a ben noach, they weren't able to eat the ben Pakur. The Shvatim held they had a din of a Yisrael, merely they were able to eat the ben Pakur. Ki yadua, the Mishnah Malach and Drush Aleph. But the bottom line is, the dialogue is that if you have a behem amakasha lele, the behem is about to give birth, and then the child, the uber, this little baby animal sticks its head out and then comes right back in. The halacha is the shechita is not going to work for that aver of the ben pakua that stuck its head. It's learned out from this pasuk again. It went outside of its mechitza. So there's a lot of different halachas that are learned out from mechitza. By the way, what's the drasha? What's the basis for the drasha? Because the Torah says sada. Sada is out in the field. It's outside of the mechitzas. But the bottom line is, so we learn treifa loisechelo, but also basar basada loisechelo. Anytime you have a shtick flesh that's basada, it went outside of the mechitzas where it's supposed to be, loisechelo. So what's the kasha? Zar shalcham an ha'oilu lefnezrika chutz l'chayma. If the oilu went chutz l'chayma, went outside its mechitzas. It went outside its mechitzas time too. The mechitzas are within the azara l'chayra. And now it's outside of the azara, it's even outside the chayim to Yerushalayim. So why isn't there malchus for ubasa basada trefa loisechelo? Gemara gives the obvious answer. Hani bili hecha de bifnim chazi. Hecha de bifnim, nami loy chazi. The only time you have the isra ubasa basada loisechelo is where it's something that you could eat. But if something you can't eat, then you don't have the salach. What's the pshat? It's gerov and sefer. It's mevayu de gemara betuf tam. Says Isaiah Poshet. This is not like the previous teretz the Gemara gave. It's a gzeris akasov. This is very Poshet. Because the whole yisayt of the isru, basar basar the treifa lo yisachelu, is that if basar has its mechitzos where it's supposed to be eaten, then when it goes outside of its mechitzos, you have an iser, I can't eat it anymore. A basar eilu doesn't have mechitzos. A basar eilu is not nechal. So if it doesn't have mechitzos, it can't be nechal anywhere. So, of course, you don't have the Isseru Basu Basada Trefa Loisechelo. What is the Isseru Basu Basada Trefa Loisechelo? This is a little precursor for Kachem. What's the Isser? The Isser is Basar that has a din to be Nechal within certain Mechitzos. If it leaves those Mechitzos, you're over a laugh. A Basar Eila Hotnish Kain Mechitzos. Vasanish Nechal. It's Kolom. So, as a result, of course, it's Pasha that you're not going to have the Isser Basu Basada Trefa Loisechelo. But the Gemara says, Velokinamik, Rabbi Eliezer, there's another basis. Luchura v'malchus, Rabbi Eliezer, lo yeyochel ki kodeshu. The context over there is noisar. So if you have kachim, basar kachim, that's noisar. So the halacha is not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says, lo ye yachel, lo yisase, ki kodesh, when we learn from here, kol shebekodesh pasul, ba kasav litin lo yisar al-achilase, that all psulei hamikdashim, you're not allowed to eat any kachim that's pasul. Now, carbon oil that goes chutz l'chaymes Yerushalayim is pasul. It's a psul yoytze. So you can't take basar kachim outside of its mechitza. So once it went out, l'chura, it's yoytze. If it's yoytze, it's pasul anyways. If it's pasul, then you have the isser of lo yoyochel ki kodeshu. But the Gemara says, Hani Mili, when do you have this isser? That if you eat basar kachim, that's pasul, you get malchus for the lav of lo yoyochel ki kodeshu. Hani Mili hecha the kodim pisuloi chazi. That's something that before it became pasul, you were allowed to eat. But hakel the kodim pisuloi namele chazi. But over here, you weren't allowed to eat it even before it became pasul. You're not going to have this isser of lo yoyochel ki kodeshu. But the Gemara says, "V'lekin namikit idch Rabbi Eliezer tani Rabbi Eliezer aimer kol shehu bekol tiyeh liten lo yisasei alachi lasoi." In the context over there is the minchas koyin. And the pasuk says, "V'chol minchas koyin kolul tia loy seyachel." And Rabbi Eliezer darshin kol shu bekolul tia. Any carbon that has a din of kolul tia, you have a loy sasei of loy seyachel. Litein loy sasei alachi losai. So an oil which is kulay kolul, you should have that love. Says the Gemara, "You got me." So we were able to fend off the first four kashas on Rava, but this checkmate. Enochinami. Aye. So then, why did Rava say zor? We just found the sixth iser. You have five in the pasuk of and now you have this pasuk. An oil is also kolul, so you have the lav of leisayachel. So the Gemara says, Rava mehad krakamo. Rava said like a chomesh. He meant five in that pasuk. That pasuk itself, you have five. But enochinami. You want to add up all the different laven that you get. Yeah, there's more. There's a six. You just got the six. Which, by the way, now that the Gemara said this teretz, you can go back to all the previous laven. And maybe you could work out that you'd get malchus for some of those as well. The point is that the Gemara initially thought that Rava was making a statement. There's five laven, not more. So the Gemara is tweaking it. The Gemara is adjusting what it said and saying, no, could be there's more. In this pasuk, the Zohar is going to get malchus five times. But Enochinami, it could be there's more than five. On the same note, Om Rav Gidol Amarav, Simin kuzo. Koyin sha'ocha mechatas va'ashon lifnei zriko. Like, if a koyin eats from a chatas or an ashon lifnei zriko, he gets malchus. My time. The amakra, because the pasuk says, va'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem. The pasuk says that there's a mitzvah for koyhanim to eat basar kachim, but it says asher kupar bohem. And Rav learned la'acha kapar. The mitzvah is to eat it, la'acha kapara. And when do you get kapara with the zrika? Lifnei kapara loy. But you should not eat it. You should not eat it before the kapara. And lav abba michlal aseh, lavu. Whoa. So Rav said that if a koyin would go and eat from the chatos and the osham, lifnei zrika, he'd get malchus. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you should get malchus for something like this. But Rav said a chiddush. Chiddush number one, when it says in the pasuk va'achlu oisam asher kupar behem, there's a mitzvah to eat basar kachim, it's davka asher kupar behem, it's la'acha kapara. Lifnei kapara na. Zrika is the mechaper, so la'acha kapara, lifnei kapara is another way of saying la'acha zrika, and lifnei zrika. Now, it implies that you eat it after zrika, you cannot eat it lifnei zrika. It's what Rav referred to as a lav haba michlal aseh, because it doesn't say mefurish anywhere that you cannot eat at lifnei zrika, but it's implied, it's a lav that's ba michlal aseh. I can imply it, I can infer it. If the mitzvah is la'acha zrika, then michlal lav atashemeya hein, or michlal hein atashemeya lav, that is an isser lifnei zrika, and you get malchus for a lav ba michlal aseh. Now that goes against everything we've learned so far in Perek Eloi and Aloikin, because till now we keep on saying that the only time you get malchus is if the Torah says specifically you cannot do it. It says loy, hishomer, pen, va'al. And now Rav is saying that even if the Torah doesn't specifically tell you something is aser, I only know it michlal, even that's enough for there to be malchus. It says regarding the simonim of a kosher animal. And we learn from there. Then an animal that doesn't have these simonim, you're not allowed to eat. Now, if you're going to tell me that a lav haba michlal aseh is a lav, you get malchus for it. Why in that pasuk did the Torah have to chazer over and say that if somebody eats an animal that's not kosher, He gets Malkus. Meaning there's a loy sasei. Ezel loy toichlo. Elav abo michal asei anyways teaches me Malkus. The Torah has an isser asei regarding eating non-kosher. And the Torah also has a loy sasei. Now why do you need the loy sasei if you already have the isser asei? Presumably for Malkus. Because an isser asei, elav abo michal asei, doesn't beget Malkus. It's only a loy sasei that begets Malkus. So that's why even though there was already the lav abo michal asei, the Torah added to it and the Torah now told me the loy sasei. But if Rav is right that every lav abo michal asei, you also get Malkus, so as why did Torah have to tell me the lav? Everything that the lav is teaching me, I already know from the lav about Michal Aseh. So Gemara says, you're right. Of course, Rav never meant that. No such thing that a lav about Michal Aseh, you got Malkus. Everything that we've been learning till now in Perek Eilah and Aloikin is right. Elo, what did Rav say? Rav said something completely different. Eli, itmar hochi itmar. Amar Rav Gidlo, amar Rav. Zor shah, ochan lechatas v'oshon lefnei zriko, potter. Vezor is from the chatas lefnei zriko, not loika. To the contrary. Potter, my time, the Omar Krov, because the Pasuk says, Va'achlo Oysam Asher Kupar Behem, and we learn from there, Kol Heicha the Karina Bey, Va'achlo Oysam Asher Kupar Behem, Karina Bey, Vazar Lo Yoichal, Ki Koydeshem. So a Zor, not a Koyin, a Zor that eats from a carbon, such as a Chatas and an Oshon, Lifnei Zrika, despite the fact that ordinarily, when a Zor eats Koshim, he gets Malkus, over here he's not going to get Malkus. The reason he's not going to get Malkus is because it's Lifnei Zriko. And the only time a Zor gets Malkus if he eats a La'achas Zriko, and the reason is because the Torah in the same pasuk that it mentions, V'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshem, also mentions the mitzvah saseh of V'ochlu oisam asher kupar behem, talking to the Kayanim, and we darshan kol heicha the karina be V'ochlu oisam asher kupar behem, karina be V'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshem. V'chol heicha the loy karina be V'ochlu oisam asher kupar behem. But if you have a carbon, you have basar kachim, where there's no mitzvah of achlo eisam asher kupar behem. Why? Because it's lifnei zrika, you didn't have the kapara yet. In that case, loy karinam be v'zor lo yoichal, you don't have the iser of v'zor lo yoichal. So initially, the Gemara thought that Rav was talking to the koyin and saying that a koyin that eats from a chatas v'ashem lifnei zrika is going to get malchus. The Gemara says that can't be, because for that, all you have is a lav abo michlal aseh, and lav abo michlal aseh. Lav lavu, it's not a lav. The Gemara changed it and said that Rav wasn't talking to a kohen; he was talking to a zar. A zar that eats chatas v'ashem lifnei zrika will not get malchus. And despite the fact that ordinarily when a zar eats basar kachim, he does get malchus. It says v'zar lo yoichal ki kodeshem. It's very clear, but it doesn't matter. That's only a kachim that's la'achas rika, that a kohen is allowed to eat, would have a mitzvah to eat. It's dafka la'acha kapara. So if you have a ochlu oisa masha kupra behem, then you have a zor lo yechal kikoy deshem. But chol hecha do loy karina beva ochlu oisa masha kupra behem, loy karina beva zor lo yechal. Exhale. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara goes back to the sugya of Bikurim, so we mentioned here the pasik of a ochlu oisa masha kupra behem, so one festa ha'ara, just a little bit of kachim raid, a little bit of brisk raid. So this pasuk of Achlu Oisam Asher Kupar Behem is the makar that there's a mitzvah asay the iraisa for a koyein to eat basar kachim. So one of the things that was done with a carbon when it was brought was there was meat that was nechal koyan. If a koyein eats from basar kachim, he's mekayim a mitzvah saseh day rice. It's like the mitzvah of Krishma. It's a mitzvah saseh day rice. Not only is he mekayim a mitzvah, but the Gemara says, "Umsochem nun tesam mebeis melamit shakrihanim oichlim ubayim eschaper." So, despite the fact that the ikar kapara, any time a carbon was brought, was from Davidus Adam, it was the shechita kabbalah hilach hazrika, and after the zrika, that's where the kapara was gotten. So, for example, if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoikik, and now he has to bring a carbon chatas, so he gives the carbon over to the Kohen, Tchehanim do the Avoida, after the Zrika he gets Kapara. After the Zrika, if something happens to the rest of the animal, he's off the hook. He's fine. He gets Kapara as soon as the Zrika is done. Stating that, there are some Shiore Mitzvah that were done, and there was additional levels of Kapara that a person could attain by bringing a carbon. One of them was Melamed Shekehanim Uichlin Ubaylam eschakum. The kohen would eat, he'd get kapara. And where's it learned that from? The same pasuk. It says va'achlu oisam asher kupar behem. And the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Perek Tomid Nishchat. It's not in Zvachim. It's not in Menachos. It's in Psachim. Malamed shekohenim oichlim va'achlu oisam asher kupar behem. And this kapara was tutzachab mitachilas kohenim. Kohenim oichlim ubaylam eschakum. Stating that when the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchas Maaseh HaKorbanos, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, listen to the lashon of Rambam. Achilas hachatos v'ha'asham mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh for a kohen to eat from the chatas and the asham. Shenemar va'ochlu oisam asher kupar b'hem. Says the Rambam, ha'kohanim oichlim u'baylam ischapra. Kohanim eat u'baylam ischapra. Says the Rambam, v'hu adin l'shar kotshin she'oichlin ha'kohanim she'achilasan etz. Even though the Rambam starts achilas hachatos v'ha'osham mitzvah saseh, but the Rambam concludes and he says v'hu adin l'shar hakotchim sh'oichlin ha'koyhanim, that when the koyhanim eat it achilas ha'mitzvah v'chin achilas shiori ha'menoches mitzvah saseh. And the Rambam continues Mechas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf beis says that it's poshut from the Rambam that even though the Rambam began by saying achilas achatas v'ha'osham mitzvah saseh, he starts off talking about achatas and an osham, but achatas v'osham is lav dafka. Avada is a mitzvah saseh to eat all kachim, like the Rambam concludes. V'hu adin l'shara kachim. Sha'oichlin ha'koyhanim sha'achilasa mitzvah. As Isaac to Mechas Chinuch, he says it's poshit, there's nothing to talk about. So again, even though the Rambam began by saying achilas achatas v'ha'osham mitzvah saseh, still, Hu adim v'shar kachim sha'oichlin ha'koyhanim sha'achilason mitzvah. The emes is, this Minchas Chinuch is a plea. So yesterday we spoke at the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Tof Mem Beis, regarding Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni, where he asks that the Rabban, for some reason, wasn't masik on the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't bring Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni as a mitzvah. We said it's the first Ramban in his Ashmata So'esen, that he asks that had the Rambam not bring that eating Ma'aseh Sheni is a mitzvah. This Minchas Chinuch is equally as Tamur. If you take a look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, it's in mitzvah peites. V'amitzvah peites hi shetziva hakoyanim lecho basar kachim. K'loimar hachatos v'ha'osham shehim kachay hakadoshim. V'omro yisala v'ochlu oisa asher kupar bohem. So says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah for koyanim to eat basar kachim. K'loimar. What type of basar kachim? Hachatos v'ha'osham shehem kachay kadoshim. Now what's the makor? It's this pasuk. V'achlu oisam asher kupar bohem. I'm skipping a little bit. Says the Rambam, umavur hu shemitzvah zu miyuchedes bezichrei ha'koyhanim. This mitzvah is dafka bezichrei ha'koyhanim. It's only males. Ve'ein ha'noshim chayoviz bo. Women don't have the mitzvah. You know why? Ki kachay ha'kadoshim shebo bohem zeh ha'kosov. Because this pasuk of v'achlu oisam asher kupar bohem, which is referring to kachay kadoshim, loy is not possible for a woman to have, because a woman can never eat kachi gadashim. Because the only ones that can eat kachi gadashim are kayanim, and a woman is not kayan. So it's not possible for a woman to be able to have this mitzvah, because the mitzvah applies only to kachi gadashim. And kachi gadashim is something that's nechal only to zichrei kahuna. Bas kayan doesn't eat kachi gadashim. So it says it's poshet, it's not possible. Says the Rambam again, aval ein, case you not sure, achilas kachim kalim v'truma kima achilas basar chatas v'asham shachilas abasar hazem and achatas u'min ha'asham batin shalim kaparas ha'meschaper k'boishim v'yarnu u'boi bo loshoin ha'tzivoy v'achilot ma'ashaloi bo loy b'kachim kalim v'loy b'truma. So the Rambam couldn't be more clear. The Rambam's a mitzvah peites and sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam says this mitzvah va'achlu oisim ha'shukupim is referring dafka to kachim kadoshim. It's lehedyan, not referring to kachim kalim. It's a pella. Because Chinuch says that the Rambam, although he started achilas achatas v'asham mitzvah saseh, it's lav dafka achatas v'asham. He means, like the Rambam concluded, v'u adin l'shara kachim sha'ichlan ha'koyhanim sha'achilas ha'mitzvah. Meaning all kachim, whether it's kachim kadoshim, whether it's kachim kalim, we're going to see in a minute, the Minchas Chinuch says that it could be even the chelek of a karmen that was nechal b'aylim, there's a mitzvah saseh. We'll see that in a second. But the point is, chatas and oshon is lav dafka. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs clearly said that chatas v'oshon was dafka. He says it's dafka chatas v'oshon. And what's unique about the chatas v'oshon? They are the two karbonos that are kachim kadoshim that were nechal. Chatos, Oshem, and Oila. Oila is off limits. You can't eat a carbon Oila. So it's only Negeya, the Chatos, and Oshem. But the point is that Kachi Kadoshim, that's Nachal Kehanim, that's the mitzvah of Achlo Oisem Ashakupra Behem. But Kachim Kalim, Shar Kachim Na. I said, what did the Rambam mean when he said, V'hu Adin L'Shar HaKachim, Sha'ichlan HaKehanim, Sha'chilos HaMitzvah? He means it's a mitzvah. He's not saying there's no mitzvah. It's not like another steak dinner. Of course there's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah saseh of v'och lu'oysam asher kupar behem that teaches us, that mitzvah saseh
That's something that's only negei b'chatas v'ashem. Of course there's a mitzvah when you, the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvot as well. There is some idea, some mitzvah, quote unquote, that's being done when you eat shayar basar kachem. But as it relates to the mitzvahs that say, de'iraisa v'ochlo oisem ashkupra b'em, in the minion of tayag mitzvahs, k'yana moichlo b'ayla m'schapen, that's something that's only negei to kachem. That's something that's not negei to kachem kalm. The truth is, in Brisk, they learn this way as well. With the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Brisk Rav, in Parsha Shmini, in the Griz Ala Torah, so he says something beautiful. So in Parsha Shmini, we of course know Parsha Shmini begins with the Shmini Lemeluah, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which does the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, it was the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Yidden experienced a terrible tragedy. The tragedy was that Nadav and Avihu passed away. Story of Nadav Avihu. It happened by Yiba Yom HaShmini, by Yidem Aharon, and these are all psukim that are mentioned right at the beginning of Parsha Shmini. Pasuk says that there were a bunch of kabbanas that were being brought. And after Nadav Avihu died, before Aharon, Elazar and Isamar had an opportunity to eat from the kachem, they were now oinin him. Aharon lost two sons, Elazar and Isamar lost two brothers. And the question is, what do you do with all the basar kachem? Hashem comes and he tells Moshe, go tell Aharon that you're supposed to eat this basar kachem. And even though you're an oinin, and ordinarily an oinin is not allowed to eat karbanos, a kohen gadol can be makriv when he's an oinin, but no such thing as eating basar kachem when you're an oinin. But this is a rush, so you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Stating that, the Gemara says that there were three karbanos chatos that had been brought at that time, that the brothers, Aharon, Elazar and Yisrael, were a little bit unsure what to do with. There was the karban chatos that was brought because it was Rosh Chodesh. Never Rosh Chodesh, you mean karban chatos. There was the karban chatos that was won because it was Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. There was a special Hirasha de Gechatos that he was supposed to bring. And then there was the Nisian. This was the first day of the Nisian. That's when you read the Nisian, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, up until Pesach. It was the Nasi of Nachshon and Aminadav. You had his seer there. So there were three seer. So Aharon and Banav, they made a cheshbon that Hashem just told us a Hirasha. We know ordinarily an Oin is not allowed to eat basar kachen. We were told now, yeah, presumably this Hirasha was only said regarding the karbanos that were going to be brought l'fisha. But the karbanos, or the karban, that was going to be brought l'dairos, that it doesn't apply. So they said the sayer that's being brought for the inauguration of HaKamas HaMishkan, that my understanding is we're supposed to eat. The sayer of the Nesiyim, of Nachshon and Aminadav, that's never going to be brought again. This is a one-time event. So that we're going to eat. Oh, but the seer of Chodesh, which is going to be brought, midei Chodesh b'chodshay, how mechatesi, we're oinin him, we're not allowed to eat it. So they decided they're not going to eat it. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that is seer achatos, that they're not eating it. So doresh Moshe. V'nei v'ayik tzoyf al alozav al yisam b'nei aharon an yisarim lemar. He gets angry at them. This is one of the three places where Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Even Salmi Menu Aloch. So Moshe gets really angry at Elazar and Yisam, and he tells them, Madu alo yachaltem es achatos b'm koyim ha-koydesh. Why did you eat the achatos b'm koyim ha-koydesh? Ki koydesh kadoshim hi. V'oysa nasan lochem loses es avoyin o'idol l'chabren l'fem. What's going on over here? And then he starts making chashbonis. Is it because the dam went inside, and this is where we learned the psal pnim? So there's a lot of kachem over here. But the bottom line is, they didn't want to eat from the seer chatos from Rosh Chodesh, because they felt that that sa'ir was something that was going to be hukrav l'doyrois. And alzeh loy nemar, this hayrah shah, that even though they were oinonim, they were allowed to eat from the basar kachem. Said the Brisker Rav, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's lashon when he gave teichacha to Elazar and Isamar? Madu alo yechaltem es hachatos b'mkoyim hakoydesh. Ki koydesh kadoshim hi. V'oysa nosan lochem losis es avoy ne'edah l'chaper l'fnei Hashem. Zok de gris. L'fi ha'mevur ba'rama. That the mitzvah sasei doi reis of achilas kachim of achluos and ashakupa behem was nemar b'kachim kadoshim dafka. It wasn't said by kachim kal. It was said b'chatas va'asham. And like the Rambam says in mitzvah peites and sefer mitzvahs very clearly, it's dafka kachim kadoshim when you have this mitzvah sasei. But by kachim kal, you don't have the mitzvah sasei. That was exactly what he told him. He said, "Madu alei achaltem es achatas from koyim hakodesh. Why didn't you eat the chatas? Ki kodesh kadoshim hu. It's kodesh kadoshim. And if it's kodesh kadoshim, there's a mitzvah sasei doi reis." Of Achilas Kachim. Voltus Gemein Kachim Kalim, did you know Mitzvah Sasei? So Moshe wouldn't have been bothered by it. Obehayoyski Kodesh Kadoshim, Yizok the Briskerov. That was his taino. Madu Alo Yachaltem. And what was the Hemshech of the Pasik? Voysen Nosan Lochem Losses as Avoyno Eidel Lachaprale. Hey, Yoys, it's Kachim Kadoshim. And you have the Pasik of Ochlu Oysen Mashakupar Behem. You have Koyhanim Oichlim. Ubailim Ischaprim. So you have to eat it. Number one, you have a mitzvah saseh. And number two, v'oysen nosan lochem losses es avoyno eidah. This is the kapara. But that was the emphasis, says the Griz, of ki kodesh kadoshim hi. Fida Shitas Rambam that the mitzvah say is dafka by Basar Kodesh. I'll tell you something interesting that I heard from Shmuel Reuven Grossman. He told me that the Yismach Yisroel, Alexander Rebbe said, that if you look at this pasuk, Madua lo yachalta mesachatos b'mkoy makodesh, it's Rosh Tevois, mole ahava. Madua lo yachalta mem lamed aleph, esachatos b'mkoy makodesh, it's aleph, hey, bey, say, mole ahava. Moshe Rabbeinu was vayikzoy falalazav al yisamar. He gave starke teichocha, but it was mole ahava. He didn't come really angry. Looked like he was angry. He looked like it was vayikzayf. Oh, but the teichacha of Moshe Rabbeinu was madua leyachaltem. It was malei ahava. But either way, that's this shayla over here. The Rambam starts off when he brings this mitzvah to eat kachi kadoshim achilas achatus v'chashom mitzvah saseh, and then he adds v'hu adil l'shar kachim. There's also a mitzvah. Mechaz Chinuch understood that what the Rambam saying is that the same mitzvah you have by kachi kachim, you have by kachim kalim as well. But Skirov said avadanish. It's beforeish in the Rambam and saying for mitzvahs and perik. In mitzvah peites, that's the emphasis of madu leyachaltem asachatos from koyma kodesh ki kodesh kadoshim. The mitzvah is going to be dafka by kachi kadoshim. You're not going to have the mitzvah by kachim kalim. It's interesting. The Mechaz Chinuch in that same piece, the mitzvah kuf beis, he continues. He declares, what about a carbon that has a component that's nechal abayim like kachim kalim? So there was a chelik that was nechal lekayhanim, and then there was a chelik that was nechal abayim. What's going to be the halacha over there? So he says it's machlokes rishonim, but the bottom line is he has three rishonim that say mefurish that when the bialim eat it, they're going to get a mitzvah as well. He has three rishonim. Mechaz Chinuch has a Rashi in Masechtas Psachim, daf nun tes. Again, in Perek Tom and Ishchat, I'll read to you the excerpt of Rashi. Alma achilos kochim asehi bein anecholom lekoyhanim bein anecholom liyisrael. It's a mefurish lashon Rashi. Even the chelik that's nechal liyisrael, he has rishonim in the beginning of Masechtas Nedarim, daf dalet, gishmaki rishonim ve'en kam akoyim laharach. And then surprisingly, he says it's a mefurish Ramban. You know which Ramban? It says in Mechaz Chinuch. You know the Ramban at the end of the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs wrote Hashmat Asoasen. He wrote a list of mitzvahs haseis that the Rambam left out. And the first Hashmat HaSoesen, says the Mechaz Chinuch, is that the Rambam left out the mitzvah to eat Maisa Sheni. Listen carefully. And at the end of that piece, listen to what the Ramban says. U'kamoisha hu asei v'hikshu ol mechti hayasei v'hayasei mayom le hayasei nizbayar ki achilas hakotshem lebailin u'leroi lo'oichlan asei. Kachim, achilas kachim is always a mitzvah. Whether it's for the bailim or whether it's for the koyim. Ukamoshu ase le koyhanim bechatois vashamos, kachu le bailim bechelaka ro'u lohem. Kfar zichra bala lochos, vechulu vechulu. Either way, so the Rabban says a mefurish. He says that just like there's a mitzvah for the koyhanim, there's a mitzvah for the bailim as well. You know why this is a tmiya? It's unbelievable. This was the Ramban that the Minchas Chinuch, for some reason, didn't mention it was nishmat mimenu in Tuf Mem Beis. That's what we spoke out, that the Ramban, the Mechaz Chinuch declares whether the mitzvah, whether to eat Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim is a mitzvah saseh, or it's just if you don't eat it B'Yerushalayim, there's an Isra saseh. Is it a mitzvah saseh or is it an Isra saseh? So he says, I have a raya from the Ramban, because the Ramban doesn't count it as a mitzvah, and whenever the Ramban doesn't count the achila of a carbon as a mitzvah, or the prote, a matnas kuna as a mitzvah, the Ramban is masik. And over here, the Ramban's not masik. So vayisach from the fact that the Ramban wasn't masik, that the Ramban held that achilas maisa sheni is not a mitzvah. We said, the Magiya asks, the Ramban was masik. It's the first one of the Ramban's in Hashmat HaSayasin. So my first reaction was, maybe the Mechaz Chinuch never saw this. Maybe he didn't see this Ramban's Hashmat HaSayasin. It's a chiddush to say that. But here, in Kuf Beis, he quotes this mamash, this Ramban. It's the same exact Ramban. So I don't know the cheshbon over here, but the bottom line is, either way, just a little bit of rate. By the way, because I know I'm going to get this aura today, so let me just preempt it. By the way, it's partial to the Mechaz Chinuch as Lashitasa. Because the Mechaz Chinuch had Rishonim that held that even the Chelik that's Nechal Abaylim, there's a mitzvah that says, Va'achlo Weiss Mashakupa Behem. So Madach, the Chelik that's Nechal Abaylim by Kachim Kalim. Bailim can't eat Kachim Kadoshim. They can only eat Kachim Kalim. So Madach, the Chelik that's Nechal Abaylim, you have the Allah of Va'achlo Weiss Mashakupa Behem. So Kavachayim, the Chelik that's Nechal Abaylim. So this is all the Mechaz Chinuch Lashitasa. So you want to know where the Mechaz Chinuch got this idea that there should be a mitzvah to say to eat kachim like kachim kalim? It's all the same Rishonim. It's this Ramban, It's the Rishonim in Adarim Daf Dalid. It's Rashi in Perek Tam and Nishchat and Sochim Daf Nun Tesam. Now, the Chiddush in the Mechas Chinuch is that he says it in the Rambam. And that's what the Rav would say. How can you say it in the Rambam? The Rambam say for HaMitzvah says Mefurish Nittazah. Either way, it's up to Gemara Vayter. So we go back, we return to our regular program, which I guess for the moment is Bikurim. And the first, again, Halacha mentioned in the second Mishnah of Elohim Aloikim was Ha'ichu Bikurim Ad Shalei Kar Aleh. So it certainly sounds like when a Yid brought Bikurim, so he brought Bikurim, he also had to read the Parsha of Bikurim. So the Parsha of Bikurim was Ma'akev, because if you would eat the Bikurim, which is a mitzvah, without reading the Parsha of Bikurim, you would get Malkus. By the way, what was the Parsha of Bikurim? Arami Yoyvedavi, which is of course this week's Parsha. It's the Chlovin Arami. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Some Chumash Torah. Either way, Amrav Abaza, Amrav Hoshia. Bikurim, Hanochem HaKevesbem, Kriyeim HaKevesbem. It says in the Torah that when you brought the Bikurim, the Nachta, you had to put it in front of the Mizbeach. The Hanocha is Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah. But reading the Parsha of Bikurim is not Ma'akiv. Freight to Gemara, Amrav Abaza, Hochid, Rav Abaza, say this. Amrav Abaza, Amrav Hoshia, Hifish Bikurim, Kodim Lechag. If someone was Mafish Bikurim before Sukkis, Vavra Aleim Achag, and then Sukkis came and went, Yirkavu. You have to let the fruit rot. My love, what's the reason for it? Isn't it Mishum, the Le Matzi Le Mikri Aleim? Because you can't read the Parasha Bikurim. If you're going to tell me Kriyei Ma'akevis Behem, that the Kriya is not Ma'akev, who cares that you can't read the Parasha? Amai Yirkavu. Now, a little bit of background. The Mitzvah Bikurim was to bring gracious Bikuri Ad Mascha from Shavuos until Sukkis. That's Likatchila. And if a person followed the Likatchila, the mitzvah would be to bring it, give it to the Kayin, and then to recite the Parasha of Bikur. Now, let's say you didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael before Sukkis. You couldn't go for whatever reason. So you still have an extension, and your extension period, you file an extension, right? Your extension period is up until Chanukah, which is, by the way, one of the few places where Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnayos. So this Chanukah is mentioned that you had up until Chanukah. But if you were going to bring the Bikurim from Sukkis until Chanukah during that extension period, you could only bring the Bikurim, but you lost down on the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. So you see immediately there's an idea of bringing Bikurim without reading the Parasha Bikurim, because any Bikurim that was brought during that Kufa, there's no Parasha Bikurim. So what's this whole Shaila Kriyas Ma'akiv, not Ma'akiv? I thought it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim. Michagat Chanukah, the Teretz is, it's Pasha where there's no mitzvah Bikurim that the Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akiv. Again, when there's no mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, then the Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akiv. The Shaila is where there is a mitzvah Mikra Bikurim, such as from Shavuos until Sukkis. Is the Mikra Bikurim Ma'akiv then? Or do we say it's never Ma'akiv? Just like you find there's a concept of maybe Veina Kaira, such as from Sukkot until Chanukah. So it could be even when the Iker Mitzvah is to be maybe Veina, but the Kriya itself is not going to be Ma'akiv. Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Oishia, was discussing someone that was Mafresh Bikurim before Sukkot. And he ended up bringing it after Sukkot. So what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that being that he was Mafresh before Sukkot, it was already Chala Mitzvah's Kriya. Now you want to bring it after Sukkis, you can't do the Kriya. It was Chala Mitzvah's Kriya. Now you can't do the Kriya, Yirkavu. You have to let it rot. What do you see from here? That the Kriya is Ma'akiv. Because if the Kriya is not Ma'akiv, just bring it now without the Kriya. So you see that once it's Chala Mitzvah's Kriya, the Kriya is Ma'akiv. Again, to be maybe Veina Kaira when you mafresh it after Sukkis, that's nothing to do with the Sugya. Because there's no mitzvah Mikra Bikurim. There's no mitzvah Mikra Bikurim, then Fashtetzach, it's not Ma'akiv. The question is, were you a mafresh it when there was a mitzvah, but you didn't fulfill it? What's going to Allah going to be over there? So it sounds like over here, Yerkavu, meaning being that you were mafresh at a time that there was a chi of Mikra Bikurim, so now the Mikra Bikurim is going to be Ma'akiv. How does it show what Rav Elazar said? That Bikurim Anocha Ma'akevis Bem, Kriya Ein Ma'akevis Bem. So the Gemara says it's very different. Kidu Rav Zera, Dom Rav Zera, Kala Roy Labila, Ein Bila Ma'akevis Boy, V'chol She'en Roy Labila, Bila Ma'akevis Boy. It's true there's a concept that Bikurim could be kosher without Kriya. The problem this guy has is that he was mafresh to Bikurim at a time where there was a Chiyuv. And being that there was a Chiyuv, so over there he ran into issues. So if you're Roy Labila, then Enchinami it's not going to be Ma'akev. But if you're not Roy Labila, there it's going to be. He had said over this halacha, the halacha of Bikurim, Hanocha Ma'akevisban, Kriyei Ma'akevisban, not in the name of Rab Elazar, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and because of that he had a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. What's the steer? Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim, Hanocha Ma'akevisban, Kriyei Ma'akevisban. It's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Kriyei is not Ma'akev. But by Menei Ravas, Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim, Ma'akevisban, Kriyei Ma'akevisban, when are Kayanim allowed to eat Bikurim? Amalei, so he told,
If it's possible to read the Parashah Bikurim, then it's from when you read the Parashah Bikurim. If it's not possible to read the Parashah Bikurim, then it's Misharo Pnei Abayis. As soon as it sees the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be at that point. So he said, Kasha Kriya Kriya, Kasha Hanocha Hanocha. Number one, you have a stira. Because Rabbi Yechon said Kriya is not ma'akiv, here he said, Aruin Likriya Mishakar Alein, and you have a Kasha Hanocha Hanocha. Because here he said that if you don't do, what is ma'akiv? Hanocha is ma'akiv, and here you see Hanocha is not ma'akiv either. Because you see Misharo Pnei Abayis, as soon as it comes in the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash, at that point, already, you're yoytze the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Kriya Kriya Le Kasha, Rav Shimon HaRabban. The steer, Kriya Kriya is not a Kasha. One is going according to Rav Shimon, the other one is going according to Rabbanan. Rav Shimon was the one that said Kriya was ma'akiv. He was the one who said, he learned it from the Pasuk of Leisuch Alecha B'Sharecha. But according to the Rabbanan, that didn't darshan Leisuch Alecha B'Sharecha, you don't have a makar that Kriya should be ma'akiv. And Anocha, Anocha, Nami Le Kasha, Harab Yehuda, V'Harabbanan, and we'll see that tomorrow.